This is an Aero News Touch and Go for July 17th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. On Wednesday, the Department of Transportation issued a mandate requiring all new commercial aircraft to include technology designed to significantly reduce the risk of center fuel tank fires within 2 years. In addition, passenger airliners built after 1991 must be retrofitted with technology designed to keep center fuel tanks from catching fire. U.S. Transportation Secretary Mary Peters said, quote, "We can't change the past, but we can make the future safer for thousands of air travelers, and this rule does just that," unquote. Her comment about the past refers to today's status as the 12th anniversary of the crash of TWA Flight 800, which prompted the requirement. While conspiracy theories still rage, the official finding in that crash was that flammable gases collected in the center tank and then were ignited by an undetermined source. Secretary Peters noted researchers with the FAA developed a system that replaces oxygen in the fuel tank with inert gas, which effectively prevents the potential ignition of flammable vapors. Boeing has also developed a similar system. Both mimic systems used for years by military aircraft. National Transportation Safety Board Chairman Mark Rosanker is a fan of the change. Quote, "From tragedy, we draw knowledge to improve safety, and today's announcement represents a significant step toward avoiding future aviation accidents of this nature," unquote. Peters said the administration estimates the costs of compliance will range from $92,000 to $311,000 per aircraft. She added, quote, "There is no doubt that another crash like TWA 800 would pose a far greater challenge," unquote. In its response, the National Air Traffic Controllers Association said the new safety requirement doesn't go far enough. The union also represents FAA aircraft certification engineers, who say they're disappointed the FAA, quote, "missed an opportunity to greatly enhance airplane safety without significant additional cost," unquote. NATCA says both it and the NTSB wanted the same new standard applied to tanks located out along the wings of airliners, especially now that composite construction is about to sweep the industry. Tanks in composite wings will not cool as quickly as aluminum, and the fact that they're built from electrically non-conductive material makes it more complicated to mitigate electrical discharges, which could ignite fires or explosions. NATCA notes that Boeing plans to provide a flammability reduction system for the wing tanks on the 787 Dreamliner, even though it's not required to do so under the new rule. Police are looking for suspects tied to a rash of vandalism at Monmouth Executive Airport near Farmingdale, New Jersey. The Asbury Park Press reports vandals caused hundreds of thousands of dollars in damage to 11 aircraft there sometime between Sunday night and Monday morning. 10 Piston aircraft and one Citation Cessna II jet were attacked using crowbars and spray paint. One Piper Seneca had its tail severed and the right wing partially separated from the engine nacelle. It looks to be totaled. Police believe the suspects used a truck with a cable attached to cause most of the serious damage. Other planes had their tires slashed, fuselages spray painted and scratched, and instrument panels smashed. Three cars and a trailer were also hit. Police have teamed with the FBI and the FAA, the state DOT, and the Monmouth County Prosecutor's Office to look for the perpetrators, who will face a host of local, state, and federal charges if they're caught. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Delta and American both report second quarter losses in the billions. Delta announces its post-merger management team. And Boeing admits another glitch, but no more delays, in the Dreamliner program. Also, check out the ANN special feature. In May, the compensation the airlines owe you for bumping was doubled. Kate Hannay of FlyersRights.org says the airlines have figured out how to avoid paying you any compensation. She'll be my guest and tell us more. Also, if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.